Grazie Presidente. Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, honourable members, it's a particular honour for me to be in this House this morning to debate a topic that is very much in the hearts and minds of everyone these days, the future of our Union. The Commission welcomes the initiatives of the European Parliament to boldly look forward. This is something that our President, Jean-Claude Juncker, has been promoting since the beginning of our mandate. We have closely followed the reports drawn up by Ms. Bresso, Mr. Brok, and Mr. Verhofstadt, and also the related report on the Eurozone budgetary capacity by Mr. Böge and Ms. Beres. My colleague, Valdis Dombrovskis, may also comment further on the latter report in response to this debate. All reports cover a vast range of topics, each of which could be the topic of a separate debate. I will therefore not attempt to comment on the details. My president is currently preparing a white paper on the future of Europe in the run-up to the Rome summit in March. We therefore appreciate very much the many interesting viewpoints and proposals set out in these proposals, which provide useful information and also inspiration. The Bresso-Brok report rightly points to the significant untapped potential within the existing framework, such as further reform to the institutional structure of the Economic and Monetary Union. The Verhofstadt report has a farther horizon, and most of its proposals would require treaty change. Whilst it is refreshing to see such vision, we have to acknowledge that treaty change is not on the top of the political agenda now in our member states in particular. The Commission is convinced that it is our first duty to focus on issues, challenges, solutions, and policies that unite us. Because in these times of turmoil, we will absolutely need unity to stay strong. Moreover, there is ample room in the current treaties to improve our functioning, as the Bresso-Brok report points out and was also explained this morning in the intervention of the members. With regard to the Böge-Beres report, it was only adopted last night in committee, but let me say this: our common goal is a more resilient and prosperous economic and monetary union. The enhanced capacity to deal with unusually large economic shocks will have to go together with enhanced convergence among member states' economies, and we need to break the vicious cycle between banking and sovereign debt. But at the end of the day, all of this is about people. Too many people in our union have been left behind. And so the social dimension, with a European pillar of social rights, must become more and more important in strengthening the economic and monetary union. Again, let me reiterate, we appreciate many of the proposals in the reports and will assess them carefully for our own reflections on the future. The European Union is a historic achievement of peace, prosperity, and security on the European continent. We are bound together by history, situated together by geography, united by our common interests, and befriended by choice. This then is the basis upon which we will develop our cooperation. The outcome of the UK referendum creates a new situation for all of us, the EU and the United Kingdom. We will stand united and uphold the EU's core values of promoting peace, democracy, and the well-being of its people. The Bratislava roadmap sets out the main objectives for the Union to deliver upon now: migration and external borders, internal and external security, economic and social development, and youth. Let me be clear. The Commission can only do so much. We can identify, analyse, recommend, warn, and propose. But at the end of the day, it is the responsibility of all of us here in Strasbourg and in all of the EU capitals to deliver. This is not and cannot be a pick and choose union. That's why we welcome the joint declaration by the three institutions setting out a shared commitment to deliver on common priorities for this year. Finally, it's good to look back and commemorate the achievements of those men and women who had the vision and the courage to forge the beginnings of what turned into the European Union. But after looking back, it's essential that we look forward and start working on the challenges we face, using all the tools we have, mustering all the political solidarity we can in order to deliver the results we must. Thank you very much. Per la Commissione.